My 100K month, I had no idea when it was going to happen. My 10K month, my 30K month, my 50K month, they all happened way faster than I thought they would because there was zero pressure.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
I'm so excited and happy to be here with you today. And today we are talking about I Am Crazy Enough to Believe. And I want to hear what you are claiming and calling in, because truly the magic and the truth is that whatever you are crazy enough to believe in, however big you can make that belief, that goal, that mission, that vision, that identity, that's how big and good that it gets to get. So I encourage all of you, and I want to leave all of you with this fire under your ass that anything is possible, and that as big as you get to dream is as big as it gets to get. And when you move with the belief and the certainty that it's inevitable and that it's happening, it all gets to unfold in the best and easiest way possible. All right, so I want to share a little backstory, because not too long ago, I was sitting at my kitchen table and dreaming about earning 20K months. Not that long ago, fall 2022, so less than a year and a half ago, I was earning $60 a month, $70 a month, $0 a month. And every single day, I would write down, thank you for my 20K month. Every single day. I was crazy enough to believe then that 20K months were possible. I had no idea how, I had no idea when. But I chose to believe that this was going to be my reality. And so that is one of the first things for you is, what are you crazy enough to believe? It doesn't have to make any sense at all. And in fact, being in a room like this and in communities of other people who are claiming and crazy enough to believe that anything is possible, being in the room where people are aligning with that possibility and reality, this is absolutely priceless, because not everyone gets it. I'm guessing that a lot of you, just like me, grew up where the online world was not what it is today. And growing up, it's you go to college, you get a good job, you climb the corporate ladder. This is what defines your success, your worth, your identity. And that's just what you do. And we have chosen a different way. But the people that align with that reality, our vision of what's possible, us being crazy enough to believe, some of them, it threatens their reality. And they're like, no, this is not the way the world works. This can't be the way. And so one of the biggest things on my journey is choosing to protect my vision and my magic and share it with the people who get it. And knowing that the people who don't get it, that's absolutely fine. That is, it's not me, and they don't need to decide my dreams. And I'm going to share with you a kind of funny story. I've talked about it a little bit, but I'm going to give you guys the full breakdown of how I chose to protect my energy. If you think about, there's a saying like, don't touch the baby with dirty hands. This is the same way. Your vision, your goals, your belief is the baby, and you want to protect that. You want to keep that clean energy, clean vision. Don't let anyone that doubts all of that get in the way of your vision. So in 2022, I was dreaming about these 10K months. I chose that I would be one of those. And I'm so dang grateful for the women who went before me that were crazy enough to believe in themselves and their vision and their reality. The ones who were saying, I just had a 30K month when I was earning $0. I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. That's what I earned in my first year out of college. Like, how is that possible? But I'm so glad that they shared those wins. They shared their money goals and vision and wins and what they made possible, because that showed me that it was possible too. So for all of you here today that are dreaming and envisioning what it could look like and what it could feel like for you. Let my story be testament to what's possible for you, because it wasn't that long ago that I was dreaming about this and wanting it more than anything so badly, writing thank you for my 20K day or thank you for my 20K months every single day. Not like wondering how is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And when I decided that I wanted to start my own business, the first 6 months, I earned $132 total. And I had invested thousands and thousands of dollars in business coaches. So the first 6 months that I had decided I was crazy enough to believe in 20K months, I earned $132 total. And I had invested like multi-thousands of dollars. And on paper, it could have looked like it wasn't working, that, okay, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I'm not meant for this. This was in the time, if you followed my story, of thinking that I had to give up stay-at-home motherhood and go back to a 9-to-5. And that, the edginess of like in my body when my husband and I started talking about a 9-to-5, and I just, in the energy of resourcefulness, and especially having invested so much in this vision and belief of I need to figure something out and it needs to happen fast. And the 9-to-5 was an option, but it did not feel good in my body. And I think that's one of the biggest things too, is the pains that we have. And when the moments where it feels like, whether it's rock bottom or things are hard and sticky, that either gets to be something that defines us or is like the rocket ship, the trampoline that launches us into our next step in evolution. If you think about too, the evolution of the world, the inventions and the masterpieces did not come from everything being hunky-dory and dandy and all of that. It came because people were fixing, they were finding solutions to challenges and gaps and problems. So use wherever you're at in life as your trampoline that is going to launch you into your next step. I remember one of my mentors said something to me when I was in the midst of those $132. She said, "It's time to get resourceful." And for some reason, what is that? Three words? It's time to get, four words. That was like the fuel. Cause I was like, I don't want to go back to a 9-to-5. I want more than anything to do this. And it was in that energy of resourcefulness. It was in the energy of F no to a 9-to-5 that I found what became the trampoline to my now 100K month. And it all happened really fast. But it happened because I chose in those 6 months of earning $132 total to not give up. And so the biggest thing too is that when you're in the thick of it and you are aligning with your vision and your possibility, it feels like a long time, right? If you are in the midst of creating whatever is your next milestone or goal, it feels like a freaking long time, right? You guys are all here because you're ambitious. You are dreamers. You have this vision for changing the world, changing the legacy of your family. You want to not just change your children's future, you want to change their children's future. It always feels like a long time. Then you look back and you're like, wow, that actually happened really fast. Because in the scheme of a lifetime, if it takes 6 months, if it takes a year, if it takes 2 years, isn't that worth it? Isn't that worth it? I want to remind you, you're in the middle. And one of the things that really helped me when I was like in the middle, and I still, life is this evolution. So now it's, ooh, what's next? In the energy of play and fun and experimentation. One of the things that helped me when I was at the $70 month mark and I was telling myself, thank you for my 20K months, was I only fail if I quit. I only fail if I quit. I only fail if I quit. And that was like the fuel to my fire that kept me going. So here is something really funny, you guys. I, in the fall of 2022, I had told my husband in the midst of the $70 months and writing, thank you for my 20K months in my journal every single day. I told my husband that, hey, guess what? I'm going to do 30K months. And he laughed in my face. And I can say it now with a smile and laugh about it. But at the time, it felt like this slap in my face. Someone that you love and you trust and you want to be your biggest supporter and align with your identity and your belief. And they're like, He's like, that's just harmful. You need to be more realistic. You're just setting yourself up to fail. And remembering too that if your partner, your spouse, your family doesn't get it, it's not because they don't think you can't do it. It's not because they don't want you to do it. It's because they're trying to protect you, and it's out of love. They want to protect their family, like the equilibrium and the balance, and not tip the scales, because you are so important. As women, you are the glue to your family. You are the ones that your children come to cry on your chest, and you hold it all together. And so our partners just want to protect us. It's out of love, but you get to choose. If they do not align with your belief, you get to choose that it's still your belief and your dream. When my husband laughed at me and told me that I'm just setting myself up to fail, here's what I decided to do. And I don't necessarily recommend this to anyone, but I had this vision and this dream. And I'm like, if other people can do it, so can I. And I don't want to go back to a 9-to-5. And I don't want to have to double check prices at the grocery store. I want to freaking walk through Target and get that cute outfit for the girls, or buy that lamp because I want to. So I chose to keep it to myself, like all of it. And he was at work, and I would build my business during the days. And every night I take a bubble bath. And so I would write my content in the bubble bath at night and do the things that I needed to do. But I didn't tell him that it was unfolding. And it wasn't until I had hit not just the 30K month, but I think it was at about a 45K month, that I was like, so remember last year when you laughed at me and you said that the 30K month would just set me up to fail? And I just held up the business banking account and I said, look what I did. And he was like, what? What? And of course, I had all these fears. I'm like, is he going to be mad that I didn't say anything? But it was one of those things that I just knew, not touching the baby with dirty hands. Like, I had to protect this vision and keep the energy clean. And he is now like the business's biggest fan, and he loves it. And he's involved in like the numbers side of it, which is amazing. Like, he's now a partner in business with me. And so I just want to encourage and remind you that not everyone's going to get it, and that's okay. And that doing what you need to do to protect your vision and your belief and your magic is absolutely fine. And the people that love you, they want the best for you. And that's why maybe they're fearful or scared in the beginning of, no, like, this is going to change the family dynamic, and I want to keep things consistent and steady. And you're like, I'm fucking going to the moon. Like, I'm going with or without you, but I'm going to take all of us along on this ride. You get to do that too. You get to protect your vision, your belief, going back to the chat, the 7-figure conviction, 6 to 7 figures, launching your course, millionaire status, all of this. This is your belief and your vision to carry. And it is so possible. Other people do it, so you know it's possible for you. Okay, so one of the things that has really helped me in business, and I want to share this with you because I think it's so important, is the strategy is absolutely foundational. And once you master the strategy, that's really when you get to have fun and to play. However, there is something that is just as important as strategy, and that is your intuition. Because you already know, if you slow down and you listen, you already know. You have, your body holds the clues and the keys to what you're meant to do and your next best brilliant idea. The body leads, mind follows. This is one of my favorite mentors. She teaches all about how to get back into your body, to let your body lead, your mind follows. So getting out of our thinking logical brain, our thinking logical brains want to keep us safe. They're wired like caveman style. Anything outside of our comfort zones feels like boiling hot water. And all we want to do is get back to the comfort of the delicious, like, body temperature water. You aligning to that conviction and belief of what is possible, and choosing that it gets to be anything, it gets to be everything, and trusting back that your body, your intuition, your truth knows. And the other thing that's pivotal on this is collapsing the time between an idea and moving. And this is something I've really been practicing a lot in my business. If you guys have been like the 10K every day, I'm doing this super fun 7-day activation portal. And it was literally an idea that I had. I was just talking out loud to some business friends. I'm like, you guys, I'm going to play with this for the next 7 days. Want to join me? And then I was like, wait a second, I need to do this for everyone. This is going to be so much fun. And within 30 minutes, I had built the page and put it out in my stories. And I didn't even have the welcome email built or anything like that. And so encouraging you to listen to your heart, your body, and your brain. I think it's so easy societally where we almost learn to distrust ourselves and our truth, and outsourcing of the coach and the mentor is going to tell me like the one right way to do it. And yes, they're going to give you the strategy and the frameworks and the foundations, but you already know what you're meant to do, and you get to infuse and play with your truth. I'm one of the type of people that I love the science. Like, I love neuroscience and I love the woo. I love all of it. I love God. I love all of it. And so starting in July last year, I started working with this psychic astrologer. Like, what? It's so cool. But one of the biggest things that he said to me was, your business and you will grow as much as you can learn to listen to your intuition. He's, that's the biggest opportunity for you. And I was like, I don't even know what this means. Like, how do you do that? And it really is that body practice of getting back into your body and slowing down and trusting that what comes through is what's your next step. If it feels good in your body, move on it. Collapse and condense the time between idea and movement. And one of my favorite ways to do this, to have the portal, as I call it, open the channel to receive. I actually love doing this while I work out, because it's the same way too. When you're doing dishes, when you're going for a walk, when you're folding laundry and putting away laundry, your conscious thinking brain is occupied. And when it's occupied, it actually opens the portal and the veil of your subconscious. Everything can come through and everything can land. And this is also why I love listening to like podcasts and trainings while I'm getting ready in the morning, for example, because my conscious mind is doing the hair and the makeup and all that and making the breakfast. So everything's just seeping into my subconscious. And for you, really tapping back into your intuition, if you go into some kind of movement-based activity where your conscious brain is occupied, and you go in with a specific intention that I just want to open to receive. I love to pray while I work out and just say, hey, I'm the vessel, come through me. Like, I'm going to listen and move on everything that comes through. And just trusting that what comes through, and this is why I always say I have the best content ideas, I have the best like program ideas when I'm on the bike. I love to ride my Peloton. And it's almost like I don't do it for exercise. I do it to move, but to get these divinely downloaded ideas that don't come. I truly believe too that they don't necessarily come from me. It moves through me from my highest purpose and self and power. And so I just want to encourage and remind you that you hold your biggest and best truth inside your body. And when you can open to receive and trust and move on those ideas, that is when you and your business is truly unstoppable. And it's also the one thing, literally no one can replicate that. This is you. We spend so much time with the perfect messaging framework and the perfect content formula and the 5-step launch plan, which yes, these are, I love business strategy. And absolutely my business blew up because I invested in mentorship and coaching and strategy. And I will never not do that. But it's when you can combine your truth and your ideas and your intuition that it's you. Like, you are a league of your own. You are a market of one. And this is your goal too in business. Like, you don't want to do what everyone else is doing. You want to be the market of one. And the way that you are the market of one is by those divinely downloaded ideas that you get and you move on them immediately. And I think this also releases the pressure and resistance that things have to be perfect. You have to follow this perfect formula. What if you couldn't mess it up? What if you couldn't mess it up? Life is this beautiful evolution, and you want to be growing and evolving. You, your identity, your visions, your goals. If you can't mess it up, how does that feel? How does that feel if you couldn't mess it up? because it's this beautiful evolution and play and experimentation. And when you can approach everything from the play and experimentation and fun, it gets to be fun and you can't mess it up. It takes the pressure off. It's like when you're playful, there's no resistance because you can't mess it up. And so really encouraging you, bring that play back into business. It gets to be fun. It gets to be easy. You can't mess it up. There's no wrong answer. And the quicker you can move from idea into movement, the quicker your business is going to blow up. This is another really important note on my 100K month is, and it's a practice. It takes time, but understanding brain science and manifestation and the law of attraction, the more that you can release the how and the timeline, which also goes back to trusting your intuition, the how, like trusting your intuition over how, if you already knew all the answers, what would that look like? And that's a great question to ask yourself in business too. If you're wondering, or you're thinking like, ooh, I want to do this thing. I want to hit my first 10K month. If you ask yourself, if you already knew how, what would that look like? You probably already know the answer and you just need to move on it and you can't mess it up. You just get to have fun, play, experiment. What if that was the truth? But the pressure actually will mess people up. So as much as you can release the pressure and just give yourself permission to play and move and have fun and experiment, the better it is. And it's the visibility too, which I know is a huge, gosh, just over a year ago, doing a live like this or go like an Instagram live, I would literally have panic attacks. My lips would shake, my whole body would be trembling. I'm like, and I, there was times where I'm like, I'm going to do a live today. I'm going to do a live. And then it was 5 minutes before and I would just have this like full body reaction. I'm like, I can't do it. Like I literally can't do it. And I wouldn't do it. And no, that can, anything, the visibility piece, letting yourself be heard and seen is scary. It is. And so finding ways that you can ease into this is really helpful. One of the ways that I got used to doing lives and being visible on trainings was actually to do interviews with people. And it was just, I would ask people that I respected and were amazing, hey, can you come into my Facebook group? And I want to interview you, share your story. You can share some of your tips. And it was the perfect way to get comfortable. It was in a leadership role because you're asking the questions. And I would ask the same questions in every interview and training, but it got me comfortable and confident being on camera and in front of people, but it was a very low risk way. And so for me, it was really helpful to do it with someone and we could feed off of each other's energy and just riff and jam and have fun. Finding ways that if something scares the F out of you, what are little pieces that you can do to ease in and build that confidence muscle? And it is a muscle. The more you do it, the stronger it's going to get. And also it brings the conscious unconscious. So eventually your subconscious mind is going to be primed and you can do it in your sleep on autopilot. And it's absolutely like now I'm like, yeah, let's have a party together. Like I'm in my element now, but I tell you like a year and a half ago, I would have been like almost throwing up before this. So you get to build that confidence muscle, do the things that scare you, break it down into little pieces that ease your confidence and feeling comfortable, all of that. And then the other thing, like on this note too, of pressure and business, the how and the timelines, when you align with a timeline, you actually set yourself up to fail because it's this pressure. It has to happen by this date. And if it doesn't, it means that I'm failing. And I know it's a total mind twist, total mind F, but drop the timeline. It just messes you up. My 100K month, I had no idea when it was going to happen. My 10K month, my 30K month, my 50K month, they all happen way faster than I thought they would because there was zero pressure. Honestly, I didn't care when it happened because I knew it was going to happen and when it happened and it was perfect. And even the 100K month was so funny because it was January and I knew it was a great month, but I thought it was an 85K month, which I was thrilled about. New business milestone, felt like the best thing ever. I was through the moon. It was amazing. I was so happy and bringing that into February and February's kick ass. And was it just last week? This is another example too of condensing the timeline between idea and movement. Because here we are today, Monday morning. It just happened last week. I'm like, I want to hang out with my people and break down all of this. And we get a party together. And it's this collective win. But I had no idea that it was 100K month. And my bookkeeper is, oh, by the way, I'm just finishing up the books. And did you know? And I'm like, what? No way. What? This is crazy. And I think that's just a beautiful testament to releasing the pressure and the timeline and the how, and just being in the energy of play and fun and experimentation and trusting your intuition and ideas and moving on them. Not thinking about, just moving, trusting. It is this divinely downloaded idea from your highest self. If you study like the quantum field and quantum physics, everything exists on a different timeline, and you're just elevating your identity and your belief in your mind with your highest timeline. So trusting the ideas that come through, this is you on your highest timeline. And the quicker you can move on them, the quicker you will ascend into your biggest, boldest, beautiful life and your dreams being a reality. The first 6 months, $132 total, thought I had to give up stay-at-home motherhood, go back to a 9-to-5. And that's when I found the VA industry. And I was like, I want it. I'm like, I do not want to go back to a 9-to-5. Found the VA industry, and it all happened really fast because I saw it as this is it. And I can do this. I can do this. And I, in 3 days, had booked a 2K a month client in my first full month as a VA, hit 5K a month. And it was at that time. And this is another example of perfectly divinely. Let yourself be led, let yourself receive. Because I was getting all these messages and I started sharing in my stories. I'm like, this is what I'm doing, and this is crazy. And I thought I had to give up a 9-to-5. And now I'm like working from home alongside my kids. And I just had a 5K a month. I'm like, this is the best thing ever. Like, what? And everyone's, what are you doing? Tell me, like, what? And I'm like, I can show you. I can show you. And I'd never taken a VA course. Like, everything that I did, I trusted my intuition and my movements, and I didn't second guess the process because I wanted it so badly. And I was like, I'm going to make this happen because I don't want to go back to a 9-to-5. So the program Mom to VA, which now is, if it's not seven figures in sales already, it will be very soon. So it was all from trusting and receiving. What was, people were asking, how did you do that? Let me break down my process and collapse from the idea into movement. And this is what I teach, like in my Audacious Mastermind, for example, is co-creating the first iteration of your program alongside your founding cohort. And so I created this program. It was in a Facebook group. The guides in the Facebook group were the modules. Like, it was so low key. I didn't invest in fancy tech. We just updated in Mom to VA all of the, now they're like beautiful PDFs, that workbooks that go along with the trainings. But for the longest time, it was in a Google Doc. Like, it gets to be simple. Stop thinking that everything has to be perfect and perfectly built out. So you don't have to have all these things built out before you can launch, move, and create alongside the idea. That is probably one of the most important things. If nothing else today, trust your ideas and move on them. And it's all gonna be perfect because you can't mess it up. You're gonna learn and grow as you move and implement. Some of the things that surprised me about the first 100K month and just business in general. And that is, oh, there's a lot of things. One of them, going back to releasing the how in the timeline. Like, the less of a grip you have on it has to work out by a certain date, the quicker it actually will work out. And it's such a mind twist when you have the belief and conviction that it's already done, it's going to happen. So it doesn't matter when, you don't really worry about when it happens. And so shifting your state of belief and conviction to your highest self. And we actually just talked about this in 10K Every Day, which is the 7-day activation portal today. But so our subconscious mind dictates like 95% of how we show up in our day to day. It's when you think about, you wake up in the morning and you go get a cup of coffee, and you don't think about rolling out of bed, putting your left foot down, and then you put your right foot down. Like, you don't think about all those steps. You don't think about flipping on the light switch or grabbing the creamer out of the refrigerator. This all happens unconsciously, subconsciously. It's the same as like when you first learn how to drive a car and you're studying the manual and you're driving, and you're like gripping on the steering wheel, and you're like, oh my gosh, I hope I don't go off the road and turn it, you're gonna turn. So you're like, okay, I have to flick the lever, it's gonna turn on the blinker, and then I need to look this way, And then I'm going to turn the wheel, very conscious as you're learning something new. But over time, like now when you're driving, it's completely unconscious. Like you don't think about flicking the blinker, like it just happens. And that's our unconscious minds at work. They're designed to make life simpler and easier so that we don't have to focus on our repetitive actions. But here's where, unless you're aware of this, actually trips us up because, and I learned about this concept from Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza, which is a fabulous book, will blow your mind if you're looking for a good book. We, because of the way our subconscious mind works and the reticular activating system in our brain, we actually live in the past. So our experiences and our memories, our past experiences and memories are in our subconscious mind. And it's the neurological pathways, the way that they're wired. So our subconscious mind moves from the past and it's unconscious. It's 95% of how we show up in our day. But being aware of that, you realize you can easily shift to the present if you're aware. And if you choose to align to a different reality and identity and belief, our subconscious minds don't know the difference between past and future. So what you tell yourself is the reality to your subconscious mind. And over time, with the consistency and conviction that this is the new truth that you choose to align with, it will actually rewire the neurological pathways in your brain and the way that your subconscious mind moves. But if we're not aware of this, because our subconscious mind is like the neurological pathways there, the subconscious mind, another word for is autonomic nervous system, it's all from the past. And if you're not aware, all what you're doing in your unconscious or your subconscious is just creating more of the same reality. And it's why if you're not aware, you're like, I really want to hit the 100K months and I'm doing the same things, but nothing's happening. And it's simple, really. You just need to shift your identity and your belief. And it is a mind trip because I think so often we think, you know, I feel really good when something happens. So it's like circumstantial beliefs and thoughts. But it doesn't have to be like we actually have immense power in choosing our thoughts and beliefs. And when we realize that and we can reframe a beautiful question to ask yourself when you feel anything that doesn't align with who you are and where you want to be and the truth that you want for yourself, is this my story or is it theirs? Our subconscious minds, when from the ages of 0 to 12, they're highly susceptible. And that's where a lot of our neurological pathways are wired. And at that age, we don't choose to question the truth, but it's a lot of times it's society's truth, our parents' truth, what we learn in the education system. And it dictates like how we're showing up in our day-to-day now without us even realizing it. But when you can start to question, is this my story? Is this someone else's story? The gentle awareness, like these are the thoughts that I'm having, but they don't have to be my truth. It's probably something I picked up in childhood from my parents. And choosing to, and like literally, this is a practice you can do when you have a thought that doesn't align with your highest truth, write it down, hold space for it. There's no shame, there's no guilt, there's no judgment. Write it down. You can ask yourself, like, why am I feeling this way? The rooted why is another practice I love where it's 7 layers deep. Ask why upon the why. You're going to eventually get to the answer. But then you're asking yourself, is this my story or is this someone else's? And then does this align with my highest truth or what do I choose to believe? So write it down and then literally cross it out and rewrite what you choose to believe. And this is something I did very consciously. This was a huge one, is just having the awareness that my identity and my beliefs are plastic. I think that was another thing that blew my mind, was like, we have so much power over who we are, like so much more than we think. And just choosing the highest self and highest reality, that claiming and thanking in the present tense, thank you for my 20K months when I was making $0. So I was already priming my subconscious that this was my reality, because my subconscious doesn't know past from present, doesn't know fact from fiction. So what I tell it is what changes the neurological pathways and wiring and the subconscious, all of that. So for you guys, start claiming and acting as if now. If you're shooting for the 100K month, and this is something I did before I had my 100K month, actually, was every day, it like just for 2 minutes before I went to bed, I would say, I am 100K month CEO. And I'd write it a couple times. And then some days I would write 2 sentences, some days I'd write a full page, and I would just say, I'm 100K cash month CEO, and today was amazing. I had clients flying into my DMs and wanting to pay in full. And just in the present tense, I would write out how it was as if it was my current reality and it was all happening in real time. So play with that too, of like wherever you want to go. What if it was already a reality? How would that feel? What would that look like? Write it in the present tense. Use gratitude. Thank you for my 100K month. All of that. And it's just going to prime and reframe your subconscious and start with the consistency and conviction over time will literally change the neurological pathway in your brain. One of the biggest things, another book, I'm such a book nerd, but 10X is easier than 2X. Completely changed the way that I think about business. And it talks all about hiring and you as the CEO and leader of your business, you stay in the top 20%. And this is also constantly iterating. Going back to the conversation on intuition, as you grow, your projects will grow too. And so he talks about setting up a self-managing company so that the 80% of tasks that can be outsourced and delegated should be as soon as possible. And then you're constantly in the creation, the ideation, the leadership phase, working on the next level of the business, the next level of your ideas, all of that. This is huge. Highly recommend if you're wanting to scale a massive business, go read that book, go buy it right after this training or buy it right now. It's so good. So the process of implementing systems and support. One of the first things I did as soon as my program started monetizing, I hired a co-coach and it was like 30 minutes a day. It was not a massive role, but she took over a daily activity that took up my time, that it was easily outsourceable. And then she was also available to support my clients when I was out of town, if kids were sick, if we had a snow day, anything like that. And for me, that was also just a peace of mind because I want my clients to have an amazing experience and I want to create the program that I wish I had. And that's exactly what I've done. I want them to feel fully supported at all times and have someone available so that they can keep moving forward with confidence and clarity. She was available if I wasn't available, or she would pop into use Slack at the time, pop into Slack and answer questions and all of that. And then my next hire was about so that was in January last year. And then in May, I had a community manager come on. And again, she started super small, maybe like a half hour a day. And now she's several hours a day. We have her on like a multi four figure retainer package. And she's like my right hand. Hey, Mel, can we do this? Yep, I'm on it. And she like helps with all the logistics of client onboarding and offboarding and like shouting out birthdays in the community, like all those special touch points, like she is on it. And having someone like that in your business is so important. So you don't have to do or remember all the details. Like your business and your students are abundantly, massively supported and celebrated and seen and held, all of that. So hiring early on and continuing to hire to free up your time and energy is massive. One of the things 10X is easier than 2X talks about too is setting up a self-managing company where eventually you hire and you have your A team that's able to run it for you and you stay in your leadership, which still, you know, support like leading the coaching sessions and the high value stuff where your clients are going to experience the most transformation. So that's just something to get your wheels turning. Now, the other really important note on that question about systems and support is how your business is structured, say at 10K months versus 100K months is completely different. What got you there will not get you here. I think that's the saying. And so for me, I hit my first 30K month in July, 2023. And immediately after that, and this goes back to I'm crazy enough to believe, I'm like, I'm gonna skip the middle part and just calibrate to 100K months. And that's another thing super important is make your goals so massive that everything along the way is a byproduct and decide, release the how, release the timeline, release the pressure and know that it's going to happen. It can't not happen. But okay, so 30K month. And then I'm like, I'm going to skip the middle, go to 100K months. This was in August. And when I realized I had the 100K month, hopefully you guys saw that story. I had posted a reel in August that said, watch me celebrate my 100K months. And then in the caption, it was like, this is before the fact. Like I'm claiming this now in August, 2023. And it happened, six months, I think. And I didn't even know it happened, which is also, I think, the best part. But making it so massive and moving in the expectation, this is the law of assumption. When you move in the energy of that, it's happening. That is the most unstoppable force. But one of the things that I did then was like, okay, had the 30K month. Now I'm shooting for 100K months. I changed a lot with my team. I changed a lot with my boundaries. I actually freed up a lot of my time so that I could ideate and create. And oh my gosh, I'm working on so many projects right now too, you guys. It's so fun because my business is so supported with team. But one of the biggest shifts, and I'm also laughing because like when Mom to VA started out, I offered, which is amazing, and I'm so glad that I did. I offered 7 days a week of messaging support to all of my students. You can imagine that is not sustainable. Absolutely not. But it felt so good at the time because I'm like, I knew that this program was going to be massive. And I wanted to do everything that I could to support my students. And it felt really abundant at the time. Eventually, I'm like, this is not sustainable. And this is another thing too, working with mentors who have the business you want to have was absolutely massive because I didn't know, you know what, you don't know, you don't know. Immediately, I'm plugging into my mentors, like, okay, I want to calibrate myself, my leadership, my team, my business, the programs with 100K months. What do I need? What does that look like? And one of the biggest things that we shifted was my time. So, like Mom to VA, for example, now has one-to-one, which is even cool too. Because remember when one of the things, another mindset, and then I'll share this. When you give everything, you give it your max, not your best. And on that note too, when if you're giving all the things, the quality actually can go down. Because clients are not in their own self-leadership, like we talked about earlier, their own intuition and trust, and asking themselves, if I already knew the answer, what would I do? Chances are they probably know the answer, maybe not. But reducing Mom to VA to 3 days a week of one-to-one messaging support. But here's where it gets really cool. Now, my students in Mom to VA have their own very own one-to-one coach, which they didn't have before. It was just me doing all the things. So the quality of support has increased. So know that initially you're probably when you're getting programs and your business off the ground, you're going to be doing a lot in your business, which is amazing and it's necessary and that's A-okay. But there will come a time where you change the boundaries and you add in team to support and know that the quality actually gets to increase. It gets to get better for your students, which is amazing. So that was one of the biggest things was looking at all of my programs and asking, is this set up to scale to where I want to go? Is this going to take all my one-to-one time? And a lot of us here are moms. Like we don't have all the time in the world. Like evenings are with the kids and then kids go to bed and I just want to get in the bubble bath. Okay. I'm sure you guys probably feel the same too. Thinking through is like, how can I scale without it taking a bunch of my one-to-one time? Is one of the biggest questions you can ask. And I will say for me, and truly actually my whole business journey, I've invested heavily, always long term. Like I'm playing the long game. I'm building my business will have 4 7-figure income streams. And you hear the convict like it will. That's just a fact. I don't know when and I don't care when. I truly don't care when, but I know that's going to happen. And so I am very heavily invested and plugged into long-term mentorship. With mentors who have done that to show me how to do it. And this is a huge part too. What you don't know, you don't know. And having the support and strategy and like holding you, your capacity to receive and all the feelings that you go through on this journey of doing something you've never done before, it's been priceless in my journey. So just knowing that it's going to feel wild and crazy and like, what am I doing? But when you have someone to hold you that has done it, it gets to be fun. It gets to be fun. It gets to be light and easy because you don't have to worry about the how or anything like that. Okay, so Emily asked, do you have feedback on choosing that A team? You have such an incredible team in Mom to VA. How do you shorten the training gap to have solid people replicating you? This is a great question, Emily. And I've been thinking, you guys let me know in the chat too. I think that I need to teach a program on this because I agree. Like I hear from so many of my peers, like my 7-figure business peers that have had a heck of a time hiring team, keeping team. They feel like they're still in the weeds managing. I will tell you guys, like my team, just like Emily said, they're amazing. And I have no desire to micromanage or breathe down anyone's shoulder. And we have a Slack, we all communicate every day, but it's light and fun and easy and playful. And I have 1001% confidence and trust. Like they just do their jobs. They don't need anyone to hold their hands. And we all work as a team. And so this will definitely, I need to think because I'm working on so many other fun projects, but this will definitely be a full-blown training or program, it is going to be something. So I'm so glad you asked that. But one of the things that I would say, the most important things, is to find people. Skills can be learned, but find people that align and have similar values and that also care about the mission. And I think this has made such a big part in my team. Is I have mostly, I would say 90% of the team has gone through my program and they've experienced the transformation in their own life. So to them, it's not just a job and it's not just a way to earn money. It's not a way to spend their time. Like, they care so much about the students and about helping them have the transformation that they had. And all of us, and it starts top down. Like, I freaking care so much and they care so much. Like, we all care because we all care, if that makes sense. And so I think for your program, you could have, if you've had a student that has absolutely crushed it, ask them if they would be up for supporting you, supporting the mission. Truly, I think that's one of the gold nuggets, is like, find people who care about what you're doing and who are just as passionate about it as you. The other thing is, I am very transparently not a numbers or a spreadsheets person. It will make my eyeballs bleed. I don't even want to look at a spreadsheet. And I know that about myself. So I have several people in my business who care and align with the mission, but they're spreadsheets and numbers people. And I'm so grateful for them because I don't have to touch it. And so thinking too is, what do you not enjoy doing? And if you're not a numbers and a spreadsheets person, find someone who nerds out on that. Those people exist, believe it or not. Maybe even some of you are. And I love it because, and like Mel, for example, I was talking about, she was my second hire community manager and she's the right hand now. She was a teacher. And so she loves organization and spreadsheets and like tracking, like all the data, all of that. And it's great. And I feel so supported because I know she's on top of it and she cares about the mission and the vision and like how we serve our students too. So it's just this beautiful. One of the other things that has helped a lot too is when I go through the hiring process, I'm very upfront with everyone. I do not want to be a manager. I want to hire managers. So even when they're not managing anyone yet, they will be, they manage themselves and they manage their role. And I'm very upfront from the beginning. I'm not going to breathe down your shoulder. I'm not going to ask you every day what you're doing. I trust that it gets done. If it doesn't, that's another conversation. I've literally never had that happen though. Everyone on the team like just gets it done, which is amazing. And I'm sure at some point something's going to come up. Ooh, that made me think of another really important note. But just having the, what your expectations, what do you want it to feel like when you're working with your team? Having that clarity in your vision and then communicating that in the hiring process. I don't want to hire a manager, or I don't want to be a manager. I want to hire managers. Like, how does that feel for you? Asking them that, like, how do you work best? Do you need someone to walk you through every single step? Or are you good, like, taking this and running with it and knowing, like, I'm available for any and all questions. Like, we jam all day. But so just being really clear up front, what do you want it to look like working with your team? This made me think of one other thing that I think is really important. And this is, I actually heard this from Melanie Ann Lair. She says, leaders are bridges and bridges get tested. In your business journey, inevitably, things are going to come up, like weird client situations, contracts and refunds. And it's just, it's inevitable. As your business grows, this is going to come up. And hearing this, leaders are bridges and bridges get tested, this actually released a lot of pressure for me. And this is the way I view anytime there's a funky situation, I'm like, awesome. This is an opportunity to tighten up the bolts on my bridge because I have this vision that my bridge is going to hold thousands and thousands of people. I want to be that channel and pathway for women and moms that are redefining and reclaiming what's possible in life. And so when something funky comes up, it's great. This is an opportunity to tighten up the bridge and just embracing it as it's like a positive thing. And you're going to figure it out. And if it didn't turn out in the ideal way, now you know how to handle it next time, which is a massive gift. But I want you to know that as big as you can dream and believe is as big as you can create. The power and strength in your imagination is what will actually bring it to life. So go back to your 13-year-old self that journals every night and is, oh my gosh, Johnny looked at me and passed me a note in school. And I'm going to be Mrs. Johnny. Play with that in your business and in your vision for life and what you want to create. Imagine, daydream, have more fun, play, make your goals bigger, because everything along the way is a byproduct. It's been so fun. Okay, amazing, you guys. I've loved this. If you want to step into that energy of play and fun and aligning your identity and highest self, come join us in 10K Every Day. And it's a 7-day activation portal where we are playing in that energy of what it's like to, and with the expectation that we earn 10K every day, pure play, pure fun, pure energy. So hop in there and let's play. The more you can play, the more you can have fun, the more you can dream it, the faster it will happen. I love all of you so much. And I am celebrating the fact that your 100K months are already done. They're done.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Bree Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.